Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
We are going to be talking about a doozy this week. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Does God make all decisions in advance?
Sometimes. And so we're going to dive into that using Romans chapter 8, 28, 29, and 30, and we look forward to that. But we want to start with an ALC recommends, and ALC recommends preparing your budget and your heart for our Missions in May offering that's coming up in May. We have a goal to raise $45,000 in the month of May for foreign missions. And so if you have the ability, start setting that back in April for the Missions in May offering. And we're going to be giving sacrificially for foreign missions in the month of May, and we're really excited about it. So
let's go.
Yeah, we recommend that. Okay, does God make all decisions in advance? We're going to use Paul's thought processes in Romans 8 to look at that. And we're going to take one verse per day, starting with Romans 8:28, which is the famous one of the three. Ironically, Romans 8:29, which is really same thought process, is not as famous, and Romans 8:30 is not very famous either.
I guess they don't look as good on billboards, maybe.
No.
Maybe that's what it is.
No, this one's popular. Romans 8:28 is popular because people can apply it directly to my circumstances that I'm going through today. And so that's why it became popular and memorized and all of that, which is fine. So Romans 8:28 says, and some people are listening, really? That's popular? Should I have that memorized? Maybe so. Okay. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Now, what's really interesting about this verse is that when people quote it, they usually start with the word all and end with the word good. And so they quote it and saying, well, all things work together for good. And they leave off, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. And then they leave off.
I just want to thank you all for joining us today. I'm going to go take a break, and I'm going to let Pastor Ben finish this episode. I might be silent for a little while, so you guys will have to fill me in.
Well,
on what
I'm
he
just
says.
Saying, you know, we start with all things work together for good. Well, let's fill that out a little bit for those who love God.
Yeah.
And then they leave off for those who are called according to his purpose. So he classifies it just a little bit.
I am starting to sweat, but just a little bit. I don't know.
Okay, so let's kind of unpack this just a little bit.
To make you all feel better, I am the one that planned these podcasts.
That's right. He planned the subject matter.
You really can blame
this all
on me.
He's setting me up to let's dive in. And to be fair,
I was kind of hoping to make you sweat a little bit. How are you feeling?
I feel fine.
Oh, okay.
Because I've processed this through the years. I've read more books on predestination. And I've read more books on man's will and choice.
Hey, don't be cursing.
I have read The Reformed Doctrine of Predestination by Lorraine Bettner.
Do that in here and you'll have to clean it up.
And I mean, that book is enough to fill a bookshelf thick with big, long words.
Well, why don't you condense all that for us?
And
see if we can.
Tulip. Just tulip.
What did I see? I saw somebody remade the acronym with bacon, and I can't remember how they did it.
But I've studied it all
to
look at this thing from the different angles, and I've come to the conclusion that mostly it depends.
Well then.
After much study, I've come to the conclusion it depends. It depends on...
Are you saying that we can't take the omniscient, omnipresent, all-powerful God...
Omnipotent.
And stick him into a little box where we can fully understand him? Is that what you're telling
me? I'm saying that all of these...
And he shall reign forever.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I love the way they sing it. I still love the Lord's Prayer the way they sing it. You know what? Pastor Jared can sing that way if you ask him.
You don't want to hear me.
I've heard him do it. He can do it. He's got that operatic voice if he wants to. But no, it depends on what stage of life you're in and where and what you're doing, because if you're leading an altar call, you don't want to go in with the mentality that, oh, well, nobody responded to the altar call, therefore it was, you know, it's all predestination that nobody would get saved this morning. Mm. Nah, mm. No, that is not it at all.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be willing to, because you and I have had this conversation a lot, because this can be a hot topic, and maybe it's more of a hot topic for, you know, we went to Bible school, so, but you've said this phrase to me, and I think this was part of back before we built the property on this campus. This is part of what the Lord was dealing with you about. So what did the doctrine of predestination do to you personally at its extreme?
I experienced the risk of predestination, which is why some people call it a devil's doctrine.
Or hyper. They'll call it hyper-Calvinism.
Yeah. And that is that after studying it, you say, well, God is ultimately in charge of who gets saved and who doesn't get saved. Mm. And therefore, I stop trying. Mm. And that is not of God. Mm. That's fallen human nature that is reacting and using a doctrine to get what it wants anyway. Mm. I don't want to care about those people. Mm. It's too painful to care about those people. Mm. It's too risky to care about those people. Mm. And quite frankly, the rejection, the facing the rejection of those people not accepting Jesus is too painful to face for me to really challenge them because so since God has determined whether they get saved or not, why try? Mm. And why not just live in the blessings of my faith?
Yeah.
Now that is fallen human nature embracing a doctrine that is a biblical doctrine, but applying it the wrong way.
Yeah.
The better application is God is sovereign and working all things together for good. So therefore, I can aggressively go after people with all my effort and all my, and God is going to sovereignly lead me to people who are ready to get saved and who are ready for that moment.
Yeah.
And now living that out is a challenge.
Yeah.
What I wish all these encounters would look like is when I was at a conference recently and I had, parking was a problem. So I had to go park in a parking garage, and after winding around a dozen times, I couldn't figure out where the building was at. So I asked the parking garage attendant.
Got turned around.
Yeah. So I asked the parking garage attendant. I said, I think the building is that way. Is that the building? And she said, yeah, you're here for that. I said, yeah. She said, hey, can I ask you, what are y'all doing over there? Mm. And I said, well, it's a conference on.
Well, let me tell you, ma'am, you have been predestined.
go there. But I said it's a conference on miracles and how we can pray for people for miracles as a way to help them discover Jesus. And so really it's that the little old me can pray and see miracles. Yeah. And so they're equipping us on how to pray and see miracles.
Yeah.
And she said she wanted to know more. So we talked more.
Yeah.
And that she wanted to more. And therefore, we kept talking more. And so as we kept talking, then finally, I said, I realized she's interested in Jesus.
Yeah.
And so the conversation evolves and, well, tell me more about your background, your history, all of those kinds of things. And then finally I
said,
mind
you, this is a parking lot attendant.
This is a parking lot attendant. And then her boss walks up and I thought, oh man, now I'm going to get her in trouble. But she's still, well, instead of getting her in trouble, her boss gets interested. Tell me more. And so, and then there's another, and she's playing, the other lady is like not interested, staying aloof. Mm-hmm. But it ends up, I ended up praying with this lady, and the boss does her job for her so I can finish praying for her.
That boss is probably like, you're right, she needs
That's
this.
Exactly right, to receive Christ. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was the perfect divine setup that I wish everyone was like that, but the reality is they're not all like that.
Yeah.
Now, if I just trust in the sovereignty of God, I'm going to wait for that setup every time.
Yeah.
But if I trust that in God's sovereignty, everybody I meet is a potential person that needs Jesus,
yep.
Well, then I'm going to approach it differently.
So take that thought farther.
Yeah.
For her, the negative aspect of predestination is, well, if she's supposed to get saved, she's going to get saved no matter what.
Therefore,
right? I don't have to do anything.
Therefore, all I need is the answer of where the conference is at. I don't need to stop and talk to you any further.
But the healthy application of predestination is, it's no accident I'm talking to this lady. What can I tell you about Jesus?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Say that again. The healthy application of predestination.
This is no accident that you and I are interacting.
Therefore, I'm going to delay going to the conference so I can give you attention and see if you're ready to receive Jesus.
They're going
to
worship for an hour anyway. I got time at this particular conference. Worship's going to go for another 45 minutes, so we're good.
So what we're encouraging, we're going to talk about this. Does God make all decisions in advance? He is working all things together for good. Love God and love his people and love the people that aren't God's people yet, and you will experience and more.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.